Hello, language lovers, and welcome back to Grammar Lab, where we break down the perplexities of English to help you communicate with clarity and precision.
Get ready to sharpen your descriptors in today's episode. Are you constantly second-guessing when to use quick and when to use quickly? Stick with us, and let's clear up some common confusions in adjective and adverb usage.
Every sentence we craft is a tiny work of art, and adjectives and adverbs are the brushes we use to add color and detail. Adjectives describe nouns, think blue sky or loud music. Adverbs primarily modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. They often end in -ly, like loudly cheering.
The mistake many of us make is using an adjective when we should use an adverb, and vice versa. An easy trip-up is the difference between real and really. Real is strictly an adjective, so it can't modify a verb. You can have a real problem, but when you're being serious, you're really sorry.
Let's dive deeper with a bit of etymology. Adjectives come from the Latin adjectivum, meaning added to, and adverbs, they hail from adverbium, meaning added to the verb. This knowledge can help remember their functions.
Adjectives and adverbs have been contributing to the color of English since Old English periods. For example, soft, an adjective, saw use in Beowulf, while softly, adverb form, appeared in texts just a few centuries later.
Did you know the practice of ending adverbs in -y came from Old English's influence of using the word like to turn adjectives to adverbs? Hence, quick becomes quick-like, later transforming to quickly.
Over time, grammar rules tightened. By the 18th century, grammar guides began spelling out the differences between adjectives and adverbs more explicitly, emphasizing precision in usage.
Let's run through some examples. Fast is an interesting case. It can be both an adjective and an adverb. An athlete runs fast, and she is a fast runner. But be careful, you shouldn't use fastly, even if it is in some dictionaries as an archaic or non-standard form.
Here's a quick quiz to put this into practice. I'll give you a sentence with a blank. Abby, you fill it in with the correct word. Listeners, see if you can beat her to the punch. Ready?
Lay it on me.
Puppy slept blank through the storm.
Ah, you're describing how the puppy slept, so you need an adverb. The puppy slept soundly through the storm.
Perfect. Now your new hair color suits you blank.
That's an easy one. It's describing how much the color suits me, so an adverb. It suits me really well.
Spot on. Remember, listeners, practice is key to mastering this.
We hope this episode helps you use adjectives and adverbs with more confidence. And remember, language evolves, so stay curious and keep learning.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
Enjoyed today's linguistic workout? Subscribe on your favorite podcast app and drop us a review. It helps fellow grammarians find us.
Plus, to stay in the loop, subscribe to our newsletter or shoot us an email for the latest episodes and transcripts. Happy communicating, and we'll catch you next time at the Grammar Lab. Speaker 1, Anne. Thanks for listening.